are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Should ADHD drugs or acne medications be directly marketed to kids and teens? FDA is going to be looking into that. Also, these Halloween treats can actually spook kids' teeth. So kids' teeth could be scared of Halloween treats, according to Health Day. We'll talk about that. The dentists are offering some cavity prevention tips, but some of these are pretty good. You don't want to brush your teeth right away. You know that. All right, these am I pretty or am I ugly videos. Do I stay or do I go? Am I pretty or ugly videos? I haven't posted one of those because I'm afraid of the comments. But these kids are putting pictures up, asking people to tell them if they're pretty or ugly. Why is that bad? Jet lag. There is some new research that can hopefully reset our biological clocks. I would love to reset, man, my biological clock. Lord have mercy. Then, for those of you thinking about having coronary angioplasty, new blood vessels to take care of the crappy ones that caused a heart attack, they may be able to use your wrist artery. Pretty cool. So as you can see, we've got a very busy next hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. But first of all, we got to talk about this python massage. Ooh, this is spooky. Man, see, all well, Halloween coming. Look at all this spooky stuff. Actually, I got to go to my kids' Halloween thing tomorrow, so I got to make sure I get all the spooky stuff in before I go. Because after tomorrow, Halloween. Now, you know what? The day after Halloween, I'll be still talking about Halloween. We might as well on Friday talk about Halloween, too. Okay, so here we go. Customers at a spa in Bali, Indonesia, can ask for a python massage. Now, this is being offered at the Bali Heritage and Reflexology Spa. The procedure requires customers to lie on their stomachs as a python slithers on their back. The spa says there's no reason to fear being eaten mid-massage, according to Fox News, and customers are accompanied by two staff members throughout the process. And all pythons are fed 30 minutes before the treatment begins. Nah. What if I'm wearing, like, some sexy perfume and that makes a python all hungry? Oh, no way. So you get to wear underwear. The spa says that the treatment offers patients a more intense massage and it triggers adrenaline. When you trigger adrenaline, it can help boost metabolism. I mean, they got a point. If you are scared to death that a python is slithering on your back, okay, I can see that. They say, while massages are known to be associated with many health benefits, the benefits of a python massage are unclear. Yeah, I'm kind of questioning that sucker myself. However, previous research has indicated that a surge in adrenaline may help trigger certain metabolic processes. You know why I'm laughing? I'm laughing because yesterday I was really tired. I spoke at my my alma mater. I spoke at UNLV yesterday. To the pre-med, pre-dental and pre-health group. And I had a very busy day yesterday, big, long day. So I get home and I'm tired. And my kid gives me his homework to review and to quiz him because he had a test. And I have to go over 24 questions with him. And he doesn't answer quick. He goes into long dissertations. He's basically me 30 years later in boy form. That's really what he is. And I didn't realize what a pain in the ass I was as a little kid. And now here we are with him doing the same thing. So here we are and I got to quiz him. And I guess I was really tired. And it was about this book Fever. I guess it was about yellow fever and this kid trying to escape Philadelphia because yellow fever was hitting during the, I don't know, 1700s and people were dying all around her. And I guess I was quizzing my son, but I wasn't reading the question verbatim. And I said something to the effect of why did she choose to do this and what the hell was she trying to accomplish? And he just started giggling because he thought I was reading it verbatim, and instead, I was just, you could tell I was tired, and I really couldn't give a crap because I was really exhausted. And so anyway, it just kind of made him giggle that he had to answer a question on what the hell she was trying to do and what the hell she was trying to accomplish. So anyway, I know it's not really funny, but that's why I giggled. I didn't want you to think that it was too much Halloween candy. Okay, so the Python massage. What I think is happening is, you know when you go on a thrill ride, like a roller coaster, and the adrenaline is kicking in, and then you get off that roller coaster, and you have that sense of euphoria? Well, surviving a python slithering along your back, all right, will stimulate a very similar adrenaline rush. So what happens is they get the adrenaline rush, then it's over, they live to tell about it, they're happy. You know, just like the Polar Bear Club, if that's what it's called, where you jump into the freezing ocean, you come out of it, the adrenaline rush, it gives you, you know, endorphins. But see, here's the problem. You got to be extremely careful with shock on the system. Exercise will boost your adrenaline, okay? You really don't necessarily need to put yourself at risk. You don't need to necessarily bungee jump. You don't need to throw yourself into ice cold. There are other ways. There are other ways to kind of stimulate your epinephrine. And that's how it works. So I would just say do some exercise. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I also apologize if I seem a little off today. Last night, you know, even though I was tired, I'm starting to catch up on The Walking Dead because, right, it's Halloween week. And so I think I'm on episode 6. I just finished episode 6 or episode 7. And I'm at the point where somebody young just got shot. And the episode ended. For those of you that know Walking Dead, okay, then you know that episode I'm talking about. I don't want to mess this up for anybody. But that's how the show ended. And here it is, 10:30 at night. I'm going to bed right after seeing this happen. So I really didn't sleep too well. And then, of course, the stupid cats. So I apologize. I'm a little off. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about Halloween candy spooking your teeth and what foods may actually be healthier than you think. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Sorry, guys. I was talking about my lunch. I don't know what it is. I'm tired. So I'm trying to pick up. So sorry. I know we were talking about having a hamburger from fast food. I'm sorry. Dude, you guys caught that. Okay. 10 foods that are healthier than you think. All right. Spaghetti and meatballs tops the list. This comes from the foodnetwork.com. They say it has a healthy trifecta. You got the beef, which gives you the iron and the protein. You got the lycopene in the tomato sauce. And then you got some energy-producing carbs from the pasta. But they say to limit yourself to 3 ounces of meat and a cup of cooked pasta per serving. Try to maybe use whole wheat pasta. I know, I lost you on that one. But still, come on. All right, bear with me. And they could say add mushrooms to the meatballs to add fiber and cut the fat. Now that they put meatballs, I'm lost. Okay, they're saying next photo, they say bananas. Bananas are healthier than you think. People think they have high sugar and carb content. I don't like them because they get mushy. But they're extremely healthy. Have the same amount of calories, carbs, and fiber as an apple. They got vitamin C, B6, and a crap load of potassium. They say slice and bake them for a sweet snack. Now, I've never done a baked banana. You know what I like bananas foster? I like bananas completely covered in that sugary caramel crap with the alcohol. Okay, but they're talking about regular bananas. Peanut butter. Peanut butter is supposed to be a healthy snack. 30% of your daily calories are supposed to come from healthy fats. And peanut butter is a great choice, they say. You got to be careful of the sugar, of course, and salt. But there's protein, fiber, and vitamin E. All right? If you don't want to eat peanut butter, you can eat almonds and walnuts. I will take the peanut butter. Next, coffee. I don't understand that because they got a picture of a lamb shank on here, but they say coffee has antioxidants. We know coffee to put you at decreased risk for type 2 diabetes. And they say a whole cup of joe, I guess. They say use coffee in your pork chop marinade. Well, I can't eat pork, so thank you. Corn. One cup of corn kernels has 5 grams of protein, 4 grams of fiber, and B vitamins. You can also eat corn in polenta, tortillas, and popcorn. Popcorn makes me fart. Next, burritos. Burritos you can fill with vegetables, rice, beans, meat. Tex-Mex type burritos, pretty good. You know, you could actually, when you add avocado and stuff, you know, Mexican food can be some of your healthiest food, just like the Mediterranean diet. Okay, you just can't be frying the chimichangas. You got to be careful with the fried. But a lot of Mexican food, if you don't add a lot of cheese, you're doing pretty well. Avocado, shredded chicken, burritos, está bien. Muy delicioso también. Then chicken thighs, okay? Now, I love dark meat. I love dark meat. White meat chicken to me is too dry, and it's very hard for me to cook or to me to even taste the chicken breast and like it if it's not dry. But dark meat, I can eat that like candy. They say dark meat, like avocados, is high in healthy monounsaturated fats. Thighs are also more affordable than skinless chicken breasts. So go for the thighs. I got some thighs. Next. Eggs. Eggs have cholesterol, but according to the American Egg Board, they want you to buy eggs. They say healthy individuals can eat up to 2 eggs a day without significantly affecting their blood cholesterol levels. Remember that study that we talked about on the show about a year or two ago? You weren't listening? Yeah, I know. Right? They said you can eat eggs, and that's not as much of an issue as the corned beef hash and bacon and all that. Eggs have vitamin A, D, the antioxidant lutein, and they say don't skip the yolks. The yolks have have a lot of protein in them. And then potatoes. We talk about potatoes. Potatoes, very healthy. A lot of vitamin C. A medium potato has 165 calories, 5 grams of fiber, 4 grams of protein, 10% of your daily iron, and 70% of your daily vitamin C needs. I need a lot of vitamin C. So that is 10 foods that are healthier than you think. That was a great bit from Food Network. Thank you very much. Okay, so now let's move into the Halloween treats. Spooking your kids' teeth. Dr. Connie White, a dentist and Academy of General Dentistry spokeswoman, isn't really a big fan of the sticky chewy candies because the gummies, the taffy, the caramel get stuck in the pits and grooves of the teeth. Very difficult for your saliva to wash them away. In general, they say kids should brush your teeth after having candy, but you don't want to brush your teeth immediately. Okay? Just like after you have a diet soda, they say don't brush your teeth right away because of the acid. They say hold off for 30 minutes if your kid has had sour candy. The brushing could spread the acid onto more tooth surfaces, increasing the erosive action on tooth enamel. They say children should brush your, let me see. They say you can also use a glass of water to wash away the sugars. It's very hard to drink water after eating something sugary, but it will help wash away. Okay? Now, when you chew, it stimulates saliva. These protective enzymes and minerals will cleanse the teeth and protect against cavities. Okay? But some of these kids may be like, well, you know, I'm hungry, so I'm going to save on dinner. No, get them to eat dinner. Get them to eat dinner so they're a little bit more full. Excuse me. Yeah, because I know what's going to happen tomorrow night. My kids are going to come back from the party. There's a excuse me, I got hiccups. My kids are going to come back from the school party having all sorts of junk food. Then they're not going to want to eat dinner. Then it's going to get dark, and we got to take them trick-or-treating. We're going to take them trick-or-treating, and they will have skipped dinner because they didn't want to eat dinner because they're full, and then they're going to be eating all the candy. So we got a big problem. We got a big problem tomorrow night, and I don't know how I'm going to handle that. They say when trick-or-treaters visit your home, give them treats like sugar-free lollipops, hard candies, chewing gum, instead of the sugary versions. Sugar-free gum can help prevent cavities because it stimulates saliva. The problem is they really don't want the kids getting the aspartame either. So I don't want kids, you know, overloading on sugar-free type stuff. Now, Very smart to floss, but water picks are great. Kids like water picks. Water picks really get up and in there. They're a great way to clean underneath the gums, and it washes away what you floss. So get the kids up to date on water picking every day. Good for the morning, good for the night, and it's fun. Kids like the water pick. I understand it's a mess. The water goes all over the place. You get it all over your makeup and your hair. Because they don't do it in their bathroom. They do it in your bathroom, right? We all kind of share a bathroom. And it's then they go after the cat with the water pick. And it really doesn't get to the mouth. But if you could kind of control that, do it. Also, remember, you're supposed to be taking your kids to the dentist how often? Twice a year. Kids are supposed to be going to the dentist twice a year. Okay, they say chocolates seem to be better than the gummy, right? But the thing is I eat the chocolate candy. So if my kids don't really care about the candy, I eat the chocolate. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Am I pretty or am I ugly? Apparently, young girls between 9 and 14 are posting videos on YouTube asking viewers if they are pretty or ugly. All right? They are called POUs. Videos are being put online, and if you watch this video, you're supposed to rate the young girl. If they're pretty or ugly. Unfortunately, these young girls are getting very weird comments. Creepy comments. Sexually explicit comments. And even insulting. If you have no idea that your daughter and son are doing this, can you please look into it, please? No video or computer work should be done in a room that's not being watched. These kids should be doing any of their YouTube activity or computer activity in front of you. And that is some scary stuff because people are then telling your 9-year-old girl, you could just imagine what they're typing. Not to mention, some of these people, whether the girl is cute or not, are going to say, you're ugly. Now, what's happening is these kids are needing some sort of confidence, some sort of confidence booster. And so they want to see people say, oh, you're pretty, you're this. What they don't understand is for every 5 pretties or 500 pretties, just one comment of, no, your nose is too big, your eyes are crooked, you're this, you're that, is going to devastate them. Right? When I do something right, no one remembers. When I do something wrong, no one forgets. Think about the insults you got as a kid. Okay? If somebody said you look good, if your friend said you look good, that didn't stick. When somebody said your butt looks too big in that, you remembered that for years. And that's a problem. So I am not a fan of kids doing this, but we really have a major issue as social media. And it even pervades to the adults as well. I see some of my adult Facebook friends. You could tell they're either histrionic or they have some issue with their confidence or inferiority complex. Because they will continually post pictures of themselves online. Now, I've started to do that, all right, but there's a reason for that. Okay, it's not because I want you all to look at me and go, oh, I look good. It's because now that more and more pictures are being posted of me, other people that post pictures of me, it's not the most flattering. And so I am just trying to outweigh, literally speaking, some of these pictures here with some of my own pictures. So when you Google search me, some of my pictures go up there that I like. All right, 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale? On emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, some of you follow entertainment news. I guess Chris Brown is spending up to 3 months in a Malibu rehab joint. Why? For anger problems. Wasn't he the one was involved, you know, with Rihanna? Rihanna had gotten beat up, and allegedly it was him and all that going on. Okay, well, apparently he still has issues. According to TMZ, there has been no firm decision on the precise length of time Brown will stay, but everyone in Chris Brown's camp, including Brown himself, is open to as much as 3 months. They say the rehab facility has been told to take him apart and put him back together. He is specifically getting treatment for his anger problem, which manifested itself last weekend when he was arrested for allegedly punching a guy in the face. You can't do this. Why can't people control themselves? His lawyer, Mark Garagos, knows it's very likely the judge in the Rihanna case will revoke his probation, which could put him behind prison for up to 4 years. They say the rehab move is an act of good faith, showing that Brown is dealing with his problems. I got to tell you, that is scary stuff. Didn't she take him back? I don't really remember. All right. So, I don't really follow that much about what's going on, but, I'm glad there is quote unquote rehab for anger issues. If it does include drug rehab as well. That's great. Not sure if he uses drugs or not. Really haven't gotten that involved with his history. But these explosive anger issues that people have, I mean, you hear that term a lot. People say, my husband has anger issues. My wife has anger issues. This person has anger issues. It's a very common term used now. And I think that's extremely important to identify and to treat. Because when we're angry, we do things or say things we don't mean or we can't control. And so many things have been done to people and each other and at work. I mean, how many of you have told off your boss or a coworker at work and then you're like, look, I lost my head? Well, you know, what's to say you're not going to lose your head and something worse is going to happen? But I mean, people lose their jobs over anger issues. They lose their marriage over anger issues. They lose their children. Okay? And now you lose your freedom. A lot of times you get thrown in jail. So if we really have a growing problem with anger issues, I think we need to very early on, extremely early on, start training. Now, some of you will disagree and you'll say, well, the problem with anger issues is we don't have an outlet for people. And you kind of have an interesting point. And we talked about this, okay? In the olden days, kids would get into fights. Okay, somebody would upset you, you guys would go into fights. So you would throw things, you could chop down a cherry tree, etc. And nowadays, we have to have a lot of composure, which I think is good. I don't think kids should be beating each other up, you know, because the weak one would always get beaten up. I mean, the reason why there's so much bullying now is because we don't really have a lot of kids getting beaten up behind the schoolyard, okay? I mean, thank God for that. We don't have a lot of beat-ups. But that's how these kids and these people would work on their aggression. I'm not saying it's good, but that was the outlet. The problem we're starting to have are people are starting to get kind of pent up. They're really getting pent up. And that's why we see these explosions. Okay? We're having people go on medication. If you're unhappy with something your wife did and you want to scream and yell and break a window, you can't do that. It's called verbal abuse. Can't do that anymore. So you have to quietly deal with the situation. I would rather you do it quietly because then hopefully you don't, you know, beat her up or whatever. But that sometimes that's just not in our human nature. Now, maybe what we need to do is very early on with these kids is early on work on anger management. Okay? I mean, in school, yeah, we teach math, we teach science, then the kids get out of school, and then they run around. Why not add an extra hour a day of school, and it be more of anger management, self-defense, ways to keep your weight down, how to deal with pressures of sex? All right, why are we teaching these kids nitty-gritty life type of tools, okay? I mean, many of these kids, they're very, very sheltered. And it's not the school's responsibility to teach what the parents should, but you have a lot of these kids that haven't had a family member who was raped or a sister who was attacked. So, again, they don't know. And then, unfortunately, they get themselves into a situation that puts them vulnerable and something bad could happen. Why aren't we teaching these kids? You know, we talk about this all the time. Why aren't we teaching all kids Taekwondo, Krav Maga, self-defense? Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we teaching them first aid? Why aren't we teaching them CPR? I vote for an extra hour a day, all right, that they have to take a lifestyle class. On Mondays, they learn about anger management. On Tuesdays, they learn about self-defense. Wednesdays, they learn about CPR. Thursdays, they learn how to deal with people, how to keep your job, how not to maybe, get lazy and thinking, you know, life is all about video games. And then on Friday, learn how to not put yourself in a vulnerable situation and be vulnerable when it comes to drugs, sex, dating, etc. Why not? I mean, what is that a real problem? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was interesting. USA Today says men really do ogle women's bodies. Eye tracking technology confirms that breasts, waist, and hips get longer looks. All right, men don't seem to look at their faces. as much. And this is a study. According to lead author and social psychologist Sarah Gervais at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, says we live in a culture where we constantly see women objectified in interactions on television and in the media. When you turn your own lens every day, ordinary women, we focus on those parts too. Yeah, women look at men. They look at men's chest. They look at men's waist. They look at men's butt. They do it too. Until now, we didn't have evidence people were actually doing that to women's bodies. We have some women's self-reports, but this is some of the first work to document that people actually engage in this. So they looked at 29 women, 36 men. They were outfitted with an eye tracking system that measures in milliseconds how long the eyes are fixed on certain spots. Their gazes reacted to photographs of the same 10 women, each with three different digitally manipulated body shapes, curvaceous, less curvaceous, in between, and women's bodies, I guess, were viewed by the study's participants. Both sexes fixed their gaze more on women's chests and waists and less on faces. Those bodies with larger breasts, narrower waists, bigger hips, prompted longer looks. Now, of course, there's an evolutionary reason for this. I'll tell you mine. Gervais says men are drawn to more shapely women for childbearing, right? That makes sense, right? The larger hips, the smaller waist, a little bit easier to, like an animal mounting on top of another animal, all right? Okay, childbearing hips, very attractive to certain people. Other people, they don't want a big tush. Okay, breasts. Why would big breasts be evolutionary advantageous? The milk. Okay? Even though smaller breast women make milk as well. So, women look at men too. They didn't study that, you know, looking at men. But, evolutionary wise, you know, the face is not as important. Okay? The face doesn't seem to be important to animals, etc. It's the body. It's the body shape. And so, and that's good for a lot of us women that may not have faces like Gwyneth Paltrow or Angelina Jolie. You know, I mean, it allows us to have a chance and mate. But it's part of nature. Just, guys, try not to get caught doing it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low sodium, low cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so the FDA examines advertising acne drugs or attention deficit drugs to teenagers. Should we directly market to these kids? Oh, hell no. Food and Drug Administration will show adolescents fake websites the agency will create for fictitious prescription drugs that treat acne or ADHD and examine how the teens respond compared with parents and young adults. A study will help determine whether some drugs may require more care when advertising online. They say adolescent development of cognitive, social, and emotional skills can influence how they weigh risks and benefits. They don't think the frontal lobe of the brain isn't fully developed until the 20s, your 20s. So that could affect decision-making. This is according to Bloomberg.com. Isn't that interesting? In caveman days, kids were having kids, right? You were a dad by the time you were 15 years old. Everybody talks about King Tut, right, being young. Well, at that point, no, you kind of weren't that young, okay? I mean, you know, once you hit puberty, you were a man. Anyway, remember in the Bible, right, by age 13, okay, you're considered a man by age 13 because of puberty. Anyway, so isotretinoin, which is in Accutane, that has been a very concerning issue because it's been linked to depression, suicide, birth defects, and they even found that you can even have bowel issues. Ritalin, an ADHD medicine, or generic versions, has been linked to mania, delusional thinking, hallucinations, etc. So I'm a little nervous about these types of drugs being advertised to kids. I'm sure kids know about them, but when we're talking about your kids' magazines, your commercials, etc., it's a concern. It really is. And I don't think these kids should be treated without parents being involved, being able to watch them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, women who are at high risk for blood clots, they say maybe using an artery in the wrist would be better than using an artery from the groin as a means to reroute blood to the heart during coronary angioplasty. Now, that's very interesting because some of your wrist arteries looks like could be big enough. Now, ischemic heart disease is the number one health risk for women, okay? And many women that undergo these angioplasties there's different things you could do when you have a clogged artery, okay? There's percutaneous coronary intervention, the angioplasty, you go in, you open it up, you could use a balloon for balloon angioplasty, et cetera. Or you could actually maybe bypass, or there's a variety of things you could do. So they're thinking that maybe the wrist artery may benefit for those who may be more at risk for blood clots. My suggestion is talk to your heart doctor. Don't make this decision on your own, right? Don't go to the nearby store to get this, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI. The five signs your child is addicted to their iPad. 1 in 3 children are using tablets and iPhones before they could even talk. They notice that addiction is interfering with their sleep, with their eating, with their activity, and these kids will go through withdrawal. We're talking little toddlers. London-based consultant adolescent psychiatrist Dr. Richard Graham and clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Watts say that technology addiction can affect a child's behavior and sleeping patterns. They stress the importance of taking a digital detox to remedy their obsession. Now, these are the five signs that they have addiction. Okay, lack of interest in other activities. If your kid does not want to watch a movie, if the kid does not want to go outside and play, if the kid doesn't care that grandma and grandpa is open or is over, all right, that's an issue. Okay, if they groan, complain, because remember, a lot of these kids, they don't talk. Then, if they are always distracted by something technological, if they see your phone or iPad and they can't concentrate on anything else, you're trying to feed them, you want to show them a little ABC video, you're trying to show them a little toy and playing with the toy or the puppet, and they want to go after your phone that's in your pocket, you got a problem. If they start having mood swings or argumentative behavior, I mean, some of our spouses do this when they lose their iPhone or whatnot, that could also be an issue, okay? Apparently, many of us as adults, we still don't get it. We think kids are supposed to be like we were when we were kids. I liked my big wheel. I liked the game Mr. Mouth. I liked my light bright, but no. No, you know, we are so used to handing kids our phones to shut them up when we're at the doctor's office, when we're in line, when we're in the car, that these kids are getting addicted to the gadgets just like us. And then withdrawal symptoms. If your kid, is already at the age where they're online and they can't get online. My kids get very angry and distressed when the computers are down. Now, one of the reasons why is their social network is on there. And their friends are, like, playing an online game, like World of Warcraft or something. I guess Xbox Now is online. So my kids are like, Mom, all my friends are on there. I'm missing something. I'm out of the loop. I'm missing something. And you're like, are you kidding me? Our computers have been down for a day or so. No, we paid our bill. I don't know why. I think Cox had to shut it down because there was something going on with one of the cables that messed up the neighborhood. I don't know. So they had to shut us off to save everybody else's cable. And then we were able to get on the next day. All of us went through withdrawal. Okay, I had to come to my medical office to prep for my show. My sons couldn't access their homework online because now a lot of the homework assignments are being given online instead of worksheets. And we all went through withdrawal. So that's another thing. So, and then if you notice that your kids start to lie to you, they go to their room and you go, what are you doing? And if they're like, oh, I want to get a book, and meanwhile they're sneaking computer activity, that's an issue. Now, keep in mind, okay, the reason why people lie, the reason why spouses lie about drinking is because they don't want the spouse to give them, you know, any grief. So to me, when the kid tries to hide it, that means they know that it's a behavior that you're not happy with. So I think that's already a step in the right direction, as opposed to you saying, oh, no big deal. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. But if you start to see them become very secretive and trying to find ways to sneak, okay, then they have an addiction problem. So try to start working on ways to do a detox. They say if a parent is concerned that their child is addicted, they should do a 72-hour digital detox, okay? Instinctively handle some of their, maybe take them away. Do a beach vacation, maybe drive to a nearby city, staycation in one of the inexpensive hotels, something like that. Now, what stinks is I bring my computer because I have computer work. So, unfortunately, the kids get, they start trying to use my computer. But, maybe just something like that and try to do a detox and see how they do. But this is a big issue. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Apparently, there's a big hoo-ha going on in England, where they're trying to lower the sugar in jam and marmalade. Now, you thought America was bad with what they're trying to do with the fast food. They are trying to now mess with the jam and marmalade. So, to the British, this is kind of really important for their breakfast meal. And I guess they're bucking it. And they're not liking people messing. All right. Apparently, reducing the minimum sugar content in jam from 60% to 50% will help British producers, large and small, trade more easily across the world, boosting their economy and allowing jam lovers everywhere to enjoy delicious British jam. I've never had British jam. I'm not a big jam eater. Usually for breakfast, I like some chocolate. I like to have some protein for my breakfast. And I'm just not a big jam eater. But I guess some people are. So they want to lower the sugar so they can compete a little bit better with other countries. I mean, all the power to you. I don't, you know what? I think I like beef Wellingtons. Is that British or Welsh? I don't know. All right, guys. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to get all your kids' costumes ready. Make sure they're warm. Some of us are having cold fronts. Talk to you tomorrow. Y'all take care. God bless.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.